Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kevin Adams is beginning to make calls. And the calls that I'm understanding are happening around the league are, we want to shake things up. We want to do something big. Tell me what you're interested in. So I think just about everything is on the table. I mean, maybe with some rare exceptions, but that you could see some of those types of names land on my trade targets board at some point in time over the next 4 weeks because the Sabres are going to be engaging in those types of conversations to shake it up. Okay, so what type of shakeup are you expecting? Here's the thing. I can't answer that because Kevin Adams doesn't know what that shakeup could be. That's been the ambiguity and probably even some of the frustration that's emanated from some of these calls with other general managers. Okay, tell me who's available and then we can talk about it. It's like, well, I don't know. Like, let's dive in and discuss more.
Frank Saravelli, formerly of Daily Faceoff.
Still Daily Faceoff.
Okay, still there.
Yep.
I feel like Paul has to say, I want to say what Paul is. Like, he wouldn't trust Saravelli, and that's fine. Paul, given that context, on Saravelli there, on Kevin Adams, if that is indeed how it's going. By the way, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. And we talked a little in the first hour about, you know, would Josh Allen lead a drought team to the AFC Championship game because a caller called, and we put it up as a Twitter poll. You can vote on that. You can chime in on YouTube as well and hang out. But right there on Kevin Adams. So I saw that yesterday. That's Frank Saravelli with Andrew Peters and Craig Ravet on After the Whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's eye of the beholder stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that sounds like a problem? If that's true, Kevin Adams is calling every team and saying, let's think big. What are we going to do here? We're open to anything. And it sounds like Saravelli is saying that Adams isn't exactly bringing an offer or an idea, but more asking other GMs, what would you want to do?
I guess it could. That's not the first thing I thought of when I heard that, though. What I thought of was, last year there were stories told and reports about the league maybe believed that Kevin Adams overvalued his players.
Mm-hmm.
And that his, you know, shouting into a megaphone to the other GMs, hey, I'm here. Like, I'm open to something big, is maybe a, well, we'll see if it actually works in practice, but a message to the other GMs of, if you think I overvalue my players and that's, you don't give me, and you wouldn't give me a call because you think that, give me a call.
Yeah.
Find out.
Okay.
Because I might be more open to trading them than you think I am.
I don't think it's a problem for a GM to do exactly this. And without making too much of a comparison to your own fantasy football dynasty leagues, but sometimes you just know you need to make changes. And opening the door with 31 other GMs for dialogue, mm-hmm. if that were to happen that way, I don't think that has to be a bad thing. I mean, maybe you call Dallas and say, what's going on with Robertson? We'd be interested.
Right.
And that starts a dialogue. Or maybe it's the Sharks, and they thought they were going to be picking first, and they're not picking first. So you say, hey, you're looking for a defenseman? Like, what are you thinking? Because
yeah,
to me, opening those dialogues with other teams is the exact way to not get penned in on one deal, but let's see where this goes.
And you're also not really being the hunter when you hear that, right? Like, you're not in the weeds and you see this Robertson thing and you're like, okay, let me get in on Dallas. Let me call that. Because if you're announcing to the world that I'm in for the shakeup, what in another GM sees that, they're not – Dallas isn't calling you, I don't think, to offer Jason Robertson for a first-round pick and a prospect, right? They're coming after your guys.
Yeah.
When they see you're open to something big, it's who can we get that's good from them? Now, maybe there's a hockey trade to be worked out and there would be enough deals where you would still find your way to something meaningful on the other end that isn't picks and prospects. And he's done that twice already. But, yeah, it's not quite him being the hunter, I would say.
Yeah, there's some semantics to this, but he said he wasn't shopping Casey Mittelstadt. And then they trade Casey Mittelstadt because the deal just kind of comes together.
Sure.
You can not believe they were shopping him or not, but I feel like, take me back. Wasn't there a trade where it might have been Botterill, it might have been Tim Murray, where talks started about a different player, and then they ultimately get to, well, how about this guy instead? And again, like, it doesn't have to be specific. We don't have to remember it. We know that happens. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking all the way back to, and this is a very famous trade, like Taylor Hall for Adam Larson.
Yeah.
The league didn't know he was available.
Right.
Let's go to Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis. The league didn't know.
Yeah.
And the only way that can happen is if instead of calling and shopping your guys, you just get on a phone call and say, like,
let's get a deal done with one team.
Yo, St. Louis, you thinking anything?
Yeah.
And maybe that day that GM says, you know what?
Yeah. That does happen in your fantasy leagues, by the way.
Yeah.
You see a guy get traded and then you text your friend like,
nobody called
you. You didn't call me. You didn't shoot me a text.
Right. And that definitely
and that's always frustrating.
That definitely happens in the NHL, the NFL, the NBA. Definitely. So I don't think it's a major problem for the Sabres to look at calling every team without a set,
yeah,
hey, here's who we would want from you. I actually think that might be less productive. Call all 31 GMs and tell them the player you'd like to trade for. Instead, it's like, let's chat, you know?
Yeah.
Does Jarmo Kekalainen make one of these calls with someone that he used to work for? I mean,
yeah,
well, he can't call Florida. They're playing. But
yeah, I wonder if it graduates to that. The thing I wonder is, are they going to be, no one's coming and offering you their best players, I don't think. So you've got to be willing to give up something of substance if you want. If you want a Jason Robertson, or you want to revisit Elias Pettersson, or you want to do something like that, like, I pulled up Frank Saravelli's trade board, the clip we just came in with, his trade board, or Daily Faceoff's collective trade board. There are some big names on here. Two of the top four, though, are Sabres, Paterka and Byram.
Yeah.
So, and one of those, I think, is a much more expensive and a much bigger decision than the other. Like, Byram, I can't imagine plays another game for this team. And I also don't feel like he's worth a crazy amount. Paterka is a decision. Like, how do you want to navigate that? You still have control for multiple years. But if you want to do this shakeup, and there are these star players out there, you know, you're trading a 23-year-old, but doesn't trading a 23-year-old for a 25, 26-year-old sound like a good idea?
Sure. He's definitely not too old to worry about this. I mean, a guy that's 30. Robertson,
I'm not even sure if he was 30, I would really care about
it. Yeah, I might feel the same way. So do you want to get real nuts and say, like, what, Paterka and ninth overall, Paterka and Benson?
Benson's always tough because I love watching him play.
You love watching him play, and he's young and he's he's a whatever.
He's a good defensive player.
When he's on the ice, good things happen. But yep. Is he ever going to actually score?
Right.
The level you want.
I think a smart team doesn't let Benson walk right now.
Well, it's not a walk.
Would
you include him in a deal for Jason Robertson?
I would much rather.
I'm not asking what you'd rather.
If they say I want
Benson. Benson and Byram, right, and nine.
Because the game is not, you know, you're. This is often how you can get fall into a trap, which I just fell into this trap. I am talking with Dallas as though Dallas can't talk to 29 other teams about trading Jason Robertson. I've got to have the best offer. So to beat 29 teams, do I have to put Zach Benson in the deal with J.J. Paterka? I think I do it. That's a hard pill to swallow because I love Benson as a player. But I'm getting a guy who has scored. He's scored in the last 4 years as many goals as Tage Thompson has.
Yeah.
Think of it that way. Paterka's a nice player. Very good player. And Benson looks like he's got a lot of promise, and he's already a very valuable two-way player. But am I getting another Tage Thompson on my roster? Because that's what this team is missing, right? Is the stars at the top of the lineup next to Dahlin and Tage. So I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to do almost anything to get a player of that caliber. So I don't know how much further I would go than those two, but that's I would go that far.
One thing you have to wonder is, you know, while we make these loose comparisons to your own fantasy leagues and dynasty leagues, those leagues don't have no trade clauses.
Yeah.
You know, the Sneaky Joe Van Buren boys,
they can trade for whoever.
Trying to trade for Josh Allen's like, actually, he has a no-trade clause. He won't go to your team.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. And one thing you have to wonder about that is, here's Jason Robertson, who does not have no-trade protection.
Right.
Which, I feel like we should have a term for this. We should call this some sort of hostile takeover. It really kind of is that, right? You notice a player, Pettersson was this, his kick's in July 1st.
July 1st. Okay. Yeah, less than a month.
Less than a month to trade for Pettersson before he can say no.
Yeah.
And Robertson doesn't have protection from a trade. So when guys don't have trade protection, it's almost like the Sabres have to have a different board in the office. Here's our big board of all the NHL players. Now here's the board of guys we could get because they can't say no.
Right.
We need a hostile takeover of Dallas. Here's Paterka and Benson and, I don't know if the ninth pick is interesting to them, for a 25-year-old Jason Robertson who's an 80-point player and had 109 points 2 years ago.
But if that's the third piece also, remember, first-round pick is the third piece, then we're really talking. It's just kind of what do you want them to be? What do you want them to do? I want them to be a team right now that acts desperate. Like, and that might be viewed as desperate in a way is, look at them. They got two really good young players that they are willing to just send away. You're getting a star. You're getting a star player, but look how much they're willing to give to get that guy. Like, I want them to be that team. I want them to be willing to overpay because they're getting the best player in the trade.
Well, isn't this a little bit of what Kekalainen did in Columbus?
A little
bit,
yeah.
We're not a great team. They were never a team that was going for the cup. It was about, we have to get in and win playoff games and series. And
yeah.
They were very aggressive in pursuing that, even though they couldn't keep guys. It was about whatever it takes to get over the line.
Yeah, it wasn't just hockey trades. He made – one of his last trades he made was a first and a second-round pick for Ivan Provorov. He trades a bunch for Artemi Panarin way back when. Like, there are trades littered throughout his history like this.
The Sabres almost have to –
maybe not as good as Robertson. Panarin was, sure, but that's it.
They have to view the playoffs as relegation and promotion. They need to get promoted.
Yeah.
It really is that big of a bar to clear for them where if you were to make the playoffs 1 year, okay, that probably doesn't take you off of all the no-trade lists.
Yeah.
2 years, 3 years. Hey, have you made it to the mid-table now where you can be treated like a real team?
Maybe because you're off half the trade list at that point.
Yeah, you're not just going to sneak up on the league and become a cup contender, especially not in this division, which is pretty loaded. But,
yeah,
I mean, if it's Robertson, if it's Pettersson, if it's seeking stars and backfilling in after that, you know, they had this vision of all these first-round picks. It's actually the second time they did this. The first time was, Reinhardt, Eichel, bunch of picks, right? I can remember getting the mailer, 17 first and second round picks in the next 4 years they had. And it was all about mm-hmm. how first and second round picks are, that's what succeeds in the NHL.
Yeah.
The vision was tons of picks. We're going to build a roster and win Stanley Cups. And of course, that did not work. And they traded away Eichel and Reinhardt and Ristolainen. And they had another set of so many first round picks, three in the same draft. That's what? Oostlund, Roseanne, and Savoy?
Yeah.
Is he that same year?
Yes.
Sorry if I'm mixing them all.
No, that's the right one. It goes Savoy, okay. Oostlund, and Kulik.
Kulik, okay, sorry. And Roseanne was a different draft, right? Yeah. Kulik. And it was, and then Benson, and that's on top of Cousins. And it's just all these first round picks, and you're thinking, all right, well, if they all grow up together and come along, you'll have an amazing team. And guess what? It, again, has not really happened. You have a bunch of good young prospects, and how many of them feel untouchable to you right now? Paterka would have been one that's a success story, mm-hmm. and he might not want to sign long term. So right. this idea of drafting guys and just loading up that way, it's the second time they've done that. And the flaw there is you're saving so many spots for young guys to grow into that you, no, we don't want any veterans. We don't want to block the development. How many times has that been said? We don't block the development of a insert the guy's name here. So Robertson or Pettersson or the idea of trying to load it up for Mitch Marner, who, by the way, finished seventh in the Selke voting.
Yeah. Well, he's received Selke votes every year for like 7 years.
Oh, I know. Just there it is again.
Yeah.
Noted defensive liability, Mitch Marner, who's seventh in the Selke.
Yeah.
Although I think they have changed the way that they kind of vote on that now. But whatever. The whole thing is just go do what it takes and stop falling in love with the young prospect bringing you along. Don't be one of the five youngest teams in the league. Try that on for size.
Yep. I like the idea. This is a little bit of Robertson. There's a little bit of Pettersson. There's a little bit of Marner even, too, even though I don't think they're getting him. I like the idea of targeting these type of players, which are elite players that – are more under – Pettersson's a little different than this, but still kind of in the same bucket. They're all under the microscope right now, and you could – they're maybe headed for a divorce with their teams because of the team success. Well, and even them letting their team down in the big moment. You know what I mean? Like being upset with – where the team is at, so we've got to shake something up. And, oh, this guy, look at – so Robertson this past playoff, he had 6 points in the playoffs. So you didn't show up in the playoffs. Marner was always under the microscope for that in Toronto. You're amazing, but you didn't show up in the playoffs. Pettersson, until this year, which was a different year because it was a crazy year for him, it was, this guy's awesome. Where's the team's success? That was Eichel and Reinhardt.
Right.
And what I want the Sabres to be doing is trying to reverse engineer what they did 5 years ago. And I've got three guys right here to different degrees are available and available to the Sabres. It would be stunning, amazing to me if they get one of these three. They're not getting two. But get me a guy like that where, hey, he's on the market, not because he's not a good player, but because
they're mad at him.
They're mad at him because of a 10-game sample size in a round that you haven't been in 14 years. I'll worry about that when I get there.
The history of guys like that getting traded, that's Joe Thornton.
Joe Thornton
got traded because of that.
Sure. That's a really good one.
You bring up this one a lot. I don't know the Sabres have the piece to go the other way, but are the Stars thinking they have to make the Huberdeau trade? Hey, why do we keep capping out at this one spot? Let's do something different.
I mean,
teams panic like that. He's a great player, Robertson.
He's a great player, too, in his own end. Like, he's a good defending player. I don't watch him enough to know, like, how physical he is. He's 6'3", so he's certainly bigger than, like, Paterka is. I don't know if he matches that with his physicality, but he's not, like, a one-dimensional offensive player. I see him as someone that I would think could kind of do everything.
803-0550. George in Buffalo is up. Hey, George, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I was telling the call screener, I mean, what's the origin story with J.J. Paterka potentially being on these trade blocks? I mean, he's such a good player, and it just makes no sense. I've never heard any kind of rumblings out of him being that, you know, of course I don't know that stuff, but it's like for Robertson, it seems like you're basically trading for almost the same player if you give Paterka another couple of years. I mean, they're not that dissimilar from each other. It just seems like a lateral move that really I think you need a little bit more beef, a little bit more hitting up and down the lines. But getting rid of Paterka is one of the silliest ideas I've ever heard of.
Well, I mean, to say that they're the same player, I mean, Paterka's got to go quite a long way to get there. He's got to be a multi 40 and 30 goal scorer, which
he also is way worse defensively.
Yeah.
If you care about that. But, right, the goal scoring's not there either.
But the origin story, part of the origin story, and I've said this on the air a few times, that during the season, I had it told to me that I don't think Paterka is long for the Buffalo Sabres. And that was before any sort of trade deadline. It was just middle of the season. You know, someone I trust would know these kind of things. Told me, I'm not sure you should consider him. Basically, what I came away with is like, don't buy the jersey yet, because I don't think he's a guarantee to stay. And whether that's something that Paterka wants different, or if the Sabres don't view him in the light of a guy that should be making $8 million, I don't think it's a coincidence his name is in trade talks, because I buy it.
And the thing that I'll add is, say what you want about Frank Saravelli and how credible you think he is from Daily Faceoff as an insider. He was not the only one that night before the trade deadline that said he was getting traded.
Yeah, Renaud Lavoie, right?
Renaud Lavoie from TVA in Canada, who is a credible insider, went at the same time Saravelli said it. Renaud Lavoie tweeted that night, everything indicates J.J. Paterka will be traded to the New York Rangers. That didn't happen. And maybe that was over-exaggerated. Somebody gave both of those guys from different media outlets the same information. The idea that he was getting dealt.
Yeah.
And they ran with it. So something was cooking that night. Maybe it wasn't ever going to finalize in a deal, but it's enough. There's enough smoke that I am willing to believe that he could be traded this summer. Not because even the Sabres want to do it, but maybe they're just, like you kind of said, maybe they just don't believe right now that he would sign a long-term deal with them.
Or he would, but they don't trust him. They don't trust him to be the... Maybe
Is there an argument they should want to trade him?
Sure. I mean, if they can get something back that is worth it, sure. I mean,
Use him as the piece for this, because he is... He might be he might be your Huberto here. Huberto... He doesn't have the resume. Huberto was the all-time leading scorer for the Florida Panthers when they traded him.
Paterka's a nice young player.
Right. But what did the Panthers really do, in essence, was they traded a one-dimensional offensive dynamo and got back a two-way physical player that still scores a bunch of goals, too.
And makes everybody mad and fights people.
Right. But like the idea of, well, this is more of a winning style of player.
Yep.
More complete player. What's Paterka? He is not... He's smaller, he's not physical, he's not good in his own end. He's a great player, and I think his value should extend beyond all of that. But if the Sabres think we need to become a more well-rounded team, we need to become better in our own end, and we want to move something valuable to do that, maybe they think Paterka is the style change that they need.
803-0550. I'm not bent on trading Paterka, but I think all the rumblings about it are legit, and it's very much on the table. Get more of your phone calls if you want here. Stick with us. Dave, Alex, if you can hang on, we'll have your calls on the other side. 803-0550. Jean-Luc Grandpierre, former Sabre and Blue Jackets analyst, coming up in an hour to tell us about Jarmo Kekalainen's time there in Columbus. It's Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550 on WGR.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tossed in once again by the Oilers. Paul Colson pursues. Finishes the hits. Lob back to the blue line. Glove by Ekholm. Robertson is on it. Dallas is in the zone. Rantanen and hauled down. No call. Robertson picks up a loose puck and stashes it home on the backhand to make it 2-0 Dallas.
Jason Robertson said to be potentially available via trade. He's a great player for the Stars who have keep banging their head against the wall, the ceiling of the Western Conference Final.
I'm loving this idea. There is one last element of it that we did not mention in the last segment.
He does not have trade protection, by the way, which allows us to talk about this.
That's right. No trade protection. How afraid do we think Kevin Adams would be at spending all of that to get a player that is 2 years away from being able to leave for nothing? He's got 1 year left. Then this year, 7.7. Then he's an RFA. So you can't leave then. Mm-hmm. But he'll be able to do the, hey, next year I can leave. How afraid will they? I feel like this is maybe why Jarmo Kekalainen is here. There were actions in Columbus by him that would indicate he would say, bleep it. I'm going to figure it out once he's here.
Yep.
And Adams has been more, I would think, more timid to, you know, I'm just thinking of Reinhardt. This was the Reinhardt situation, right? Although he was 1 year away from being able to leave.
Yep.
You know, maybe less likely
so
to
have
acquire
him for
a player.
2 years at minimum.
Yeah, two years minimum if you wanted him.
And if you feel like it didn't go well, you could trade him at the deadline. Right? Just like
in almost two years.
In year two of that, yeah. Here's how it's going to work out. Jason Robertson is an American. Tage is an American. U.S. is about to go win gold at the Olympics. They're going to do it as teammates and build the next great American-based hockey team in Buffalo. There you go. How do you like that plan?
I love that.
And Jack's going to return.
Jack's going to be the center.
No.
Oh, he's going to do the LeBron. Remember LeBron went back? Yeah. I'm coming home on Sports Illustrated. Just Eichel on Sports Illustrated, I'm coming home.
Let's get stupid. Eichel, Pens,
but this is home,
a Players
Boston.
Tribune, I'm coming home, and it's the Sabres.
Yeah. I did it in Vegas, but
unfinished,
you know,
business.
I got to do it here.
All right. That's funny. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. There's also chatter that Peter DeBoer could be fired by the Stars. David Pagnotta, the fourth period, saying that players do not like what he did at the end of the season. You know, pulling the good goalie because he gave up a breakaway and a power play goal.
Yeah.
In a game that wasn't over, and, you know, then threw his goalie under the bus. It's strange that the players didn't like that. I thought it was one of the most insane things I've ever seen watching sports.
Yeah. Plus the video of him skating back to his net and like, hey, Jake, get back here. Like, just, I don't know.
Right, didn't even cross.
He is a very good coach. So, like.
He is.
I don't know that I'd want to run him off, but he kind of made it tough. He's got to repair his relationship with his goalie that's under contract till 2033.
I would just move on. Who cares? There are other good coaches. Alex in New York City. Hey, Alex.
Hey, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Sir. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me on. I don't know what it is. First time caller, but my heart rate skyrockets when I get on the line. Like, it's like I'm in my first year of law school getting cold called again.
All right. Well, it's just us, so, you know, we're good.
I know. Thanks, boys. I appreciate it. So over Memorial Day, guess what I did?
What'd you do?
Went back through all the Sabres podcasts I listened to, started at the beginning of the 14-game losing streak, and listened all the way through. And it was great entertainment. I don't know what that says
what?
About me, but I had an amazing time.
All right.
Now, one thing, I don't want to not trying to trick anyone here, but when do you think the press conference was in that losing streak? I think it's easy to forget.
I remember when Pegula flew to Montreal and then they lost 6-1 the next day. Was that right. After the press conference?
That was after the press conference. That was
yeah.
The press conference was after the Colorado loss. Only four games in.
Yeah.
At that point, we were still ahead of Montreal for a playoff spot. So I want to talk about Tyson Adams, because part of the reason we're upset is because he didn't do anything during that period. And that's in our season, right?
Yep.
But it's not just that for me. It's that he actively hurt our team. He went out and belittled our own city. Like, he took a poop on Buffalo. He's from here. Mm-hmm. Players saw that. They were commenting on Instagram posts. Like, what do you think that did for morale in the middle of a 4-game losing streak? You have to have Terry Pegula, the best motivational speaker in the world, come out and speak to these guys. Guess what that did? You already said. So I'm just frustrated. I'm really frustrated. In the Fairburn article that came out yesterday, I love Matt Fairburn. He said he sat down with Kevin Adams for an hour and 10 minutes. Yet all we got were like three or four of the same defensive, condescending sound bites from him. And it's like he's tone deaf. And it's because I care about this team. And I don't think that he does. I don't think that the Sabres do. And it just makes me so upset. I'm just one guy. I'm one little guy. But we're a fan base, and we matter. And he doesn't listen, and he condescends, and I just want him to be better. Now, I'm not calling for his job right now. That's over and done with. We have Pekalainen in.
Mm-hmm.
My thing, though, is that like the Sabres, their goal for the past 5 years, it feels like it's just been to like sneak into the playoffs, and that's been good enough. How about we aim a little higher? Like, let's aim a little higher. Let's actually go for those cups, Terry. Let's go for those cups that you were talking about, and then maybe we'll make the playoffs. So maybe you guys could talk about that a little
sure.
more. It can be a bit more positive. But like, let's go get Robertson. I don't know, Paterka.
Yeah,
Byram in a first for Robinson.
Yeah,
I don't Robertson. Maybe I don't know, but I just want to see this team aim a little higher, and I want Kevin to treat the fan base with a little bit more respect and decency and accountability.
Thanks,
gentlemen.
Thanks, Alex. You know, it is just like looking at NHL conversations, that palm trees thing was, I mean, it went pretty widespread around the NHL. I didn't remember that it was 4 games into losing streak. But here we have a Stanley Cup final between palm trees and Edmonton. Yeah. Edmonton is there. Here you have a Stanley Cup final between no income tax and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like some of these narratives that have surrounded the Panthers' success, Edmonton's killing that. Winnipeg's killing that. You've got plenty of teams that are able to succeed. You know, thinking about the low bar of the playoffs and trying to shoot higher and win the cup, I might even entertain the idea that trying to shoot higher than what they really realistically should has been part of the problem. You know, 10 years back to the tank, the idea was getting great players that you can build around, that you can be a great team with. And they were so bad at building around them, they never were. And then it became about picks. We're not in a position to sign this guy. This guy's too old for us. And everything became about this longer vision. That's one of the things that's in the article from Matthew Fairburn in The Athletic about the vision, that the Terry Pegula has a vision. And when they fired Botterill, we felt our vision wasn't being met. This vision. And they just stay young. And finally, mm-hmm. you know, Granato wanted older players. Granato knew the value of veteran guys. And now we've seen them bring in some, and they've been good enough. They've rated instead of just being guys, you know, like Eric Johnson on a retirement tour. So I'm not going to poo-poo shooting for seventh. I think it's tremendous, and they should do everything they can to finish in seventh place. Seventh place, it's terrible, but it's reality. Seventh is my cup right now.
Mm-hmm.
I should. That's what Yarmo and Kevin Adams should be doing, is saying seventh is the cup.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want you to prepare for. Work like that. We're giving up that much for Jason Robertson, it'll get us to seventh. That's the cup right now. Seventh is the cup. And when you win that cup, and I mentioned earlier, it's like promotion and relegation. They need to get promoted. They need to get promoted.
You can't win the league until you get promoted.
Yes.
Yeah.
This idea that, like, what's that do for... Bottrell used to be like this, like, we have a plan. Well, I don't care what your plan is. Your plan appears to stink. Your plan should be seventh. Third in the division, once. That's doable.
And what really irks me, and
Ottawa and Montreal just made it, both in the same year.
Yeah.
What's their long-term vision? Who cares? They did it. They did the thing.
And what really irks me is not this. This does rewind a bit, and it's looking in the past. But what irks me is the year they missed by one. Their vision wasn't that.
Yeah, they
it wasn't.
Kinda...
It wasn't. Their cup wasn't to finish seventh. They acted like it was okay that they missed the playoffs that year.
And
their actions spoke to that because they didn't trade for a goaltender the whole year. And then the GM got mad at a reporter in the postseason press conference because the season was labeled as a failure. As, you know, maybe that was a little strong of a word to put on that season. But, again, so defensive because that season was viewed as a success.
Right.
That it was okay that they had missed that year.
And they didn't want to
At least now they are acting different about it.
They didn't want to do too much because that might upset the plan.
And I do think that there wasn't enough respect given to the value of just making the playoffs that year.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you had been bounced in the first round by Boston because that regular season team was unbelievable, I think there would have been so much weight to the drought being over, your reputation around the league, not being viewed as this joke that has a 14-year playoff drought. Maybe it makes it easier to get players if you just... There was no respect given to making the playoffs that year, and they missed their best opportunity. And now they're still punching up, and maybe everything would be just a little bit easier had you made it that year.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. If you'd like to join us, you can give us a call. It's Jeremy and Joe here on Tuesday morning. Jean-Luc Grandpierre at 8:30 to talk to us about Jarmo Kekalainen's time in Columbus. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll check in on the Patriots, where it all appears to be just fine. Digs at OTAs, working, running, the Patriots' pursuit of the Bills. We'll talk about that with Alex Barth, 98.5, a sports hub there in Boston. It's all coming up. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Stanley Cup Finals starts tomorrow. NBA Finals on Thursday. Max Homa at a U.S. Open qualifier carried his own bag 36 holes and then into playoffs.
Yeah.
He had some cool stuff to say about it, too. So there's a story that he and his caddy have split. So That's a part of this. He split with his caddy, then carried his own bag, and played well.
Mm-hmm.
And said that maybe being out there by himself helped.
Yeah. But he did fall just short.
He did.
So he did not qualify for the U.S. Open. So
he lost on a second playoff hole. There were multiple playoff holes, and he did not make it.
Yes. He's been struggling a lot for
Well, if he felt like he played better, should he just not have a caddy and carry his own bag?
When you wear down more?
Yeah.
It's a lot of golf.
36, and he played more than 36 in the day.
Yeah.
So
those are big bags too. Those are like big cart bags, right?
Yep.
Although, is it legal? Could he use one of the smaller?
That's a great question.
Like carrying bags? I've never seen one of those on the tour in my life.
Have you ever been to a course where they have caddies? This happened for us this last weekend, and the caddies take your bag and they're like, "We're gonna swap this out," and they get their own courses bag.
No.
That's a lot lighter. Your clubs will go in. They'll be like, you don't need two dozen balls. You don't need this. You don't need this. And they strip your bag down because they're the ones carrying it for 18 holes.
I've never had that happen.
That'll happen.
Basically, they did an inventory of your bag.
Yes.
Before.
And took a bunch of stuff out.
Yeah. And if the bag itself was too heavy, they would give you a different bag.
Yep.
And then they would just hold on to your bag?
They have a stock lighter bag that they'll put your stuff in, and they'll carry that instead.
Okay, and put all your clubs in there and then change it out after?
Yep.
No, I've never seen that in my life. Maybe it makes sense, though.
Yeah.
If they're carrying it, whatever makes them the most comfortable, I would think.
Walking a course with somebody else carrying your bag is like being on the PGA Tour. It makes you feel you're just walking up the fairway. It makes you feel. It doesn't matter if you hit a good shot or a bad shot, or you're in the rough. Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
just walking down the middle of the fairway. Somebody else has your bag.
Right. Walking down the fairway without carrying anything at all. I felt that way at Bethpage, and I was carrying my bag. And I'm like, look at this. We're on the tour right now, and I had a giant backpack of a golf bag on my back. That would probably be pretty cool.
803-0550 is our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. We've had some Bills today, some Sabres today, some NHL stuff. Final begins tomorrow, Edmonton and Florida. Rooting interest, what are we doing here?
Edmonton.
Yeah.
All in Edmonton.
Sure.
I don't hate Florida. I will not be upset if they win it. Which, it's kind of interesting that I have not arrived at hating them, because aren't they pretty easy to hate? Shouldn't they be? The way they play, Kachuk is in Marchand on the team now, and I just can't. I have a tough time. I think they have a lot of likable players. I love Barkov. I don't care about the market point about non-hockey market winning it. I'm good. I don't care. The fact that they've only won one.
Yeah.
I'll get to a point, I'm sure, if they win two or three where I'll be like, all right, I'm sick of this, but not yet.
I'll tell you what I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for what we started to get last year and never actually finished,
yeah,
which was McDavid to ascend to God mode.
Yes.
In that series, his points by game, 0-1-2-4-4-0-0. He had no points in games 6 or 7.
And yet still won the Conn Smythe.
Right.
It's pretty wild.
Really, if you his series was in 7 games, he has 11 points in 3 games. 11 points in 4 games and 0 in the other 3.
Yeah. But if he has 3 games, if he turns those zeros into like 2s,
maybe.
Which is possible.
Really, what they needed was him to kind of spread it out a little more. He had 4 points in a game. They won 8-1.
He's my rooting interest, too. I want to see him go nuclear. I want him to not have to deal with any BS in the future about him being the best that never won one. You don't have a lot of that in hockey. There are not a lot of superstars in hockey that were supposed to win that didn't. I don't know who hockey's Dan Marino is. There might not be one. So him putting that to bed would be great. I'd be good with that. And also, I do like in sports now more and more when a guy just has a look in his eye. Where, like, this dude is intense. We had Tom Gazzola on last week from Edmonton. And I loved his one comment that we have not seen McDavid smile in 2 months. Like, the dude is so locked in and intense right now. Remember that clip from the Amazon documentary last year where he's screaming at his teammates in the locker room during the finals? Like, that dude is obsessed right now. He's a demon. I'm hoping that he goes off.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Sorry, Jeremy and Joe. Go to getmyperks.com to get the VIP golf card, the WGR VIP golf card. There is still time to grab this, and there aren't that many left. So getmyperks.com, the VIP golf card that gets you 8 great items for your golf lover in your life, whether that's you or something for Father's Day, you've got time. There's 18 at Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole and Course, Diamond Hawk, Destroyer Park Golf, a box of Vero X1s, an hour at Golf Dojo, Rixer at Golf Warehouse, $25 gift certificate there. So lots and lots that you can get with the WGR VIP golf card. Go to getmyperks.com, grab that, and hit some of those courses. Jeremy and Joe, more of your phone calls on the other side as we keep rolling. Jean-Luc Grandpierre on Yarmo coming up at 8:30.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.